Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter, with our dear friend Garrett Vogel from Z100. Garrett, are you there?
Happy Monday, Rob Shooter. Happy, happy Monday.
Happy, happy Monday. Hey, we have a little bit of breaking news before we even get into our breaking news show with that full of gossip.
Wait,
today.
Breaking news on top of breaking news?
Absolutely. It's one of those days. Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton might have secretly tied the knot. So in exclusive photographs that have been obtained by The Post, it looks like she is wearing a sparkling diamond wedding ring band next to her massive engagement ring. This was spotted on Saturday, the day before. She put up a different picture and she wrote in big capital letters, "She's getting married."
We all knew that.
I know. Do you think they did it this weekend? I think they did.
I hope they did, because this has been one of those things that I've been just very, not bothered with, but curious about. The seating plan. I want to know who was sitting with who. I mean, it just like celebrities tripping over celebrities. I mean, I need to know that.
Do you know why I think it happened? I think it happened because all my sources told me it was actually going to be quite a small wedding. So all those rumors of Adam Levine and Miley Cyrus, all those rumors that they were going to be the wedding singer, remember Ellen was going to be a bridesmaid, that was not the case. My sources told me it was going to be a really small family affair. Now, if Adam and Miley turned up, they would tell us, we'd know about it. They can't help themselves. It would be on Twitter, they'd put it on social media. So I think they did it, and I think it was really small.
You know what's shocking to me about all this, Rob Shooter? You have sources in the country.
You have
country sources.
I do. Sources only work, though, when they know stuff. So the less people you tell, the less likely it's going to reach somebody like me. So it's a tip here in life. If you don't want secrets out, don't tell anybody. You can't help yourself, though. And the way gossip works, it's like a ripple. If you put a stone into a pond, the ripples, the circles go out and out and out, and then they eventually reach me. If you don't tell anybody, if this is literally just Blake, Gwen, and their families, none of those groups are exactly hitting the phones to Mr. Robert Shute.
Yeah, Blake Shelton isn't putting a ring on Gwen Stefani and then going, "Hey, honey, just give me 5 minutes. I need to call this British guy in New York.
Yeah, no. It's everybody that you invite. So the bigger the wedding, the more likely the gossip's going to get out. That's why those poor royals can't get away from gossip, because there's literally hundreds of them in that palace. There's lots of people that work there, and that's how it gets out. Hey, let's get to our big story of the day, although that's pretty big. Congratulations. We'll have a follow-up tomorrow, and I'll let you know if they did indeed get married. So what time is it, my friends?
Another tea time.
It feels a bit redundant today, doesn't it, after that? But we'll keep going. Queen Elizabeth is going to fight back against Harry and Meghan. So she's at the end of her rope, and royal insiders are saying that they're going to ditch the long-time policy of never complain, never explain. So for years, generations, centuries, the royals don't think they have to explain, but they also can't complain. Now the Queen wants any inaccurate statement publicly corrected, and she's going to no longer allow mistruths to go unchallenged.
Is that why she was cutting the cake with a sword this weekend and not a normal, like she just had enough, like give me the sword, that's it.
There's a picture out this weekend. She was at some sort of big event and she did cut the cake with a sword. There was a knife there, but she decided to use a sword. Hey, she's the Queen of England. I wouldn't mess with her. She's got a tower to put you in.
Did you hear, like, because, like, I guess all of her people were like, you know, your majesty, there's a knife. And she goes, No. This seems more interesting.
More unusual. It's lovely to hear her speak. She's so posh, isn't she?
Oh, yeah.
Kate Middleton's like, "Ma'am, there's a knife."
This is much more unusual.
You and I sound a little bit of Mrs. Doubtfire, nowhere near the Queen, but you and I are very Mrs. Doubtfire
right
now.
We're very Mrs. Doubtfire. What do you think about the policy, though, about fighting back? If somebody tells mistruths about you, if somebody's out there spreading rumors, I go back and forth because sometimes I ignore it, sometimes I fight back. What do you think?
You know, it's funny that this is where the Queen draws the line. You know, think about everything that has gone on, or at least we speculate that has gone on in that palace, and she's going to draw the line at her grandson. You know what I mean? Like, so many things have come and gone that we're so curious about and that have changed
history
pretty much.
The world, yes.
And you do not speak of it. It's more telling, like, you're more bothered by this than anything else that has happened in your illustrious career as queen.
Is that true, though? So in my life, when people say, that's the line, I've drawn the line, is it that one event or is it the accumulation? So for
me... This could be the straw.
I get to a point. I think that's a better analogy, because with me, it's not the one thing that upset me more than the other. It's the totality. And after a while, if you keep coming at me, I will fight back. I'm quite a pacifist, Garrett, and I'm really quite good at ignoring people snipping at me on social media or on television or I'm quite good at it. But eventually you're going to explode. So Harry and Meghan, be careful here. They are saying after months and months of being the target of the Sussexes' painful criticism, the Queen and her army of couriers, that's the staff, have finally decided they're going to be a bit more aggressive now. And when something's said that is not true, they're going to say that no more, Mrs. Nice Queen. Which brings us to our poll question of the day. Queen Elizabeth, or people, basically. You're not going to see the Queen firing off tweets. She's not going to address this herself. But Queen Elizabeth's people are going to start fighting back against Meghan and Harry's mistruths. Is fighting back the right move, or should she just ignore them? She's 95. What would you do? Hey, go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip, and be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Garrett Love, what are you working on?
Yeah, and by the way, the Queen's ready for battle with that sword. I'm telling you, her and her people, Jesus. All right, Ryan Seacrest looks like he has found some love. 23-year-old model Aubrey Page, and they were spotted in the Hamptons Memorial Day weekend. Now, if you're unfamiliar with the Hamptons, it's pretty much just think Los Angeles, L.A., just crawling with celebrities, but all the way on the tip of Long Island, so you're literally on the other side of the country, on the East Coast. That's where the Hamptons are. You're pretty much, if you don't, anywhere under like $5 million, like if you have $5 million in the Hamptons, you're considered poor. You know what I mean?
True.
Like,
it's really expensive.
That's pretty much the gist of and the atmosphere of the Hamptons.
Yes.
So they were spotted Memorial Day weekend, maybe having one of those like fancy dancy barbecues. Like, I just don't see them having like simple, you know, hot dogs and hamburgers. Like, I see a Hamptons barbecue, like as a very sushi.
Lobster rolls, I'm seeing.
Wagyu. Stuff like
what's that?
So they were spotted together. Here's the interesting thing, too. Here's the other thing about the Hamptons, too. You don't drive to the Hamptons, Rob Shooter. Your car gets transported to the Hamptons. The way you get to the Hamptons from New York City is via helicopter, and that's how Aubrey Page and Ryan Seacrest got out to the Hamptons, okay? So it's a very, very bougie thing, but that's the way you get to the Hamptons, because there's only one way in, one way out. So they went out there. And plus, this is not the first time they've been spotted together, and I'm sure you've seen the pictures too. They've also been out to Beverly Hills, Ryan Seacrest's mansion. Is this the place that he has up for sale, but he bought from Ellen?
Yes, it's $85 million if you've got some money and you want to get it. It's still up for sale. He hasn't sold yet. It's been up since November. $85 million.
He put it up for sale so he could take the helicopter ride to the Hamptons.
It's really expensive. Do you know, I've done it once. I did a seaplane on the East River that took off on the river and flew to the Hamptons. I know. It was. I didn't pay. A friend of mine, a rich friend of mine, invited me out, and we all went out on a seaplane.
It's
it
good
fabulous.
To have a rich friend. It's good.
It
let's
good
be
to
honest.
Have a rich
it is
Garrett,
good
I know.
To have a rich friend.
I do love you, Garrett, but I love a rich friend too. You're doing fine, my friend. It's interesting, this relationship. So they are together. Ryan Seacrest is one of the most popular host presenters in the world. He's always on our television. And what I find so interesting about him is when it comes to his personal life, his private life, he's really private. We know so little about him personally.
You know what's interesting too? He literally just keeps it to the work front. You know, yes. Like you don't see him out like many celebrities where he's just, you know, out to dinner or, you know, just looking for that press op. The only time you see Ryan is when he is doing press for a job. Yeah. And credit to him for making his career like that. You know, Matt Damon was very good at, you know, getting out of the spotlight of Hollywood, yes. moving to Florida, and you only see Matt Damon when he's doing a movie project.
It's not true when celebrities say they are hounded and chased. You can be a private celebrity if you want to be a private celebrity.
By
Jennifer
choice.
Aniston. Exactly. It's a choice. You can do it. Ryan's a really good example of this. I've had dinner with him once. I had dinner with him in L.A.
Who he's paid?
Ryan paid. Oh. And he's charming and he's tiny. He has a little waist. And when he bent down, I think he dropped his napkin. He had these tight jeans on and I saw the top of his bottom crack. And he had very, very low-riding underwear. He's cute. There's something about him that's really cute. But it was a work dinner. Look at that. It wasn't a social dinner. It was a work dinner. And then the minute he got what he came for, the minute he got the interview he wanted, I think I was working for Ashley Simpson or Jessica at the time, and he wanted to do a big sit-down interview. The minute I said yes, we barely finished dessert. The check was got, and out. It was amazing.
Put it on my tab.
And I wasn't saying he's been rude, the opposite. He was charming and sort of inspiring. Like, I could have sat there another 2 hours laughing and gossiping and doing no work. This is why he is so successful. Hey, congratulations to you two. Talking about being spotted and wanting to be spotted, Angelina Jolie is here in New York and she's been spotted everywhere from buying a hot dog to also being spotted at her ex.
Yes, Rob Shooter, we were just talking about this and like celebrities choose to be spotted. You're telling me Angelina Jolie wanted to get a dirty dog on the street corner of New York City because she was hungry. Let's be honest here.
Well, no. Angelina is a master, an absolute master of working the press.
Of course.
Do you know the little giveaway? They're always in full hair and makeup. So when you see a celebrity looking flawless in designer clothes, if they're wearing a $5,000 Gucci dress in Central Park at 8 in the morning
and getting a hot dog,
a photographer there, that's probably staged. So she went to Johnny Lee Miller's apartment in New York City. She arrived there with a pricey bottle of wine. She left 3 hours later, so these two met back in 1995 on the movie Hackers. They were married a year later, and Angelina said getting divorced from him was one of the most silly, silly things that she ever did. The dumbest thing she ever did, she said. Are they back together, or is Angelina playing us?
Is this the trend? Is this the trend now where, like, the J-Lo. Celebrities, like, everybody loves nostalgia, yes. you know, where all these celebrities get back together? Like, who's next? Who could be next that gets
who
back
could
together?
Be next? Irina and Kanye, they dated 10 years ago. Ben and Jen. Now, Angelina.
Chris Humphries and Kim Kardashian.
Gosh, can you imagine? I'm not sure Johnny Lee Miller, though, is a Ben Affleck type of household name.
No, not at all. Because when you said it, I was like, who is he?
And then I had to look about it.
Right,
the headline's
I had to look
him misleading. Up. I've done it deliberately because I want you all to think it's Brad Pitt.
You clickbaited me.
I did a little bit there. So Angelina spotted at her ex's apartment. Don't you all think, she's back with Brad. It's a trick. Every website that has done that today, go on all your favorite websites, and the sites that have done that are terrible, terrible sites, including my own. And then what's going on with Chris Hemsworth? I like him.
All right, so just showing some brotherly love and trolling his fellow Avenger, Chris Evans, on his birthday. So Chris Evans turned 40, which looking at Chris Evans, I would put him maybe 35, you know, not 40,
no,
but
maybe 25. He's gorgeous.
Oh, 20. Look at you. Like you kiss up.
I like him. I think he's a pretty. All these Chris's are gorgeous.
So this is what he said. This is what Chris Hemsworth said. Happy 40th birthday, Chris Evans. You'll always be my number one in my book.
Explain why, though, because there was something quite controversial about being the number one Chris a couple of months ago.
Yeah, so he shared a photo of himself with fellow cast member Chris Pratt as opposed to Chris Evans. It was such a weird thing in Hollywood where it's like you go on any type of junkets with any of these Chris's, Chris Evans, Chris Pratt. It was like a very like taboo thing, like please don't don't bring up the, you know, the Chris thing. And
yeah, it was touchy. It got really touchy. Let's explain what happened. So back in October, a screenwriter, Amy Berg, shared on Twitter headshots of the Chris's asking which one has to go. So basically, which one do we want to get rid of?
Right.
Then Twitter
like we do
said,
on many sites. Like we do on many sites,
yeah,
just
it's
as
funny.
Fun.
It was meant to be silly, but it turned nasty because then Twitter users were saying, we have to get rid of Chris Pratt. And then they really, really went in on Chris Pratt to the point where Robert Downey Jr. defended Chris, saying, what's going on here? Like, anybody that's sitting on their social media accounts attacking others need to look at themselves. So this sort of started off as a funny joke. I thought it was funny, like, which is your... I might have been more positive. I wouldn't have done which Chris do we want to get rid of. I would have done which one's your favourite Chris, because then you're not really saying anything bad.
Right, exactly.
It's nicer, it's packaged better. But this screenwriter, who just did it as a joke, said, which one do we have to get rid of? Then Twitter erupted and sort of Chris Pratt really got pulled over the coals until Robert Downey Jr. defended him. But in any case, we're not going to get back into that. Happy, happy birthday, Chris's. Sarah Jessica Parker has shared some Sex and the City snaps.
Oh, yeah.
Fans are delighted. She posted pictures with her, Nixon and Davis. They've started filming, I believe, today. They look fantastic. Already a million people have liked that. And she also posted a picture of Carrie's West Village apartment building. I reminisce about this. I know, even if it's not very good, the movies weren't as good as I wanted them to be.
Oh, no, they weren't.
But I just wanted to see these characters again. I've missed these girls. Do you love them too, Garrett?
Give me a series. Don't give me 2 hours to watch in a movie theater. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I think I appreciated the show more in like that 40-minute capacity, you know, hour-long show.
30, I think it was only 30 minutes. Well, 30, yes. Delightful. It was like 22 minutes. And before you sat down, you had your glass of wine. Before you finished it, it was over. You wanted more, you wanted more, where that movie went on for 2.5 hours.
But wasn't someone missing from the photo?
Yeah, that there is somebody missing. Well, we know this. I mean, poor Kim Cattrall. Though we shouldn't feel bad for her because it was Kim's choice. She was invited back. She said no. So I don't think there's anything bad about this. If you're invited, you know, what's cruel is when you're excluded in life. It's horrible being left out of the party. But if you're invited to the party and you don't want to go, then you made a decision so we can all move on and be happy. Hey, we're going to take a quick break and be right back, and we will be happy too. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Shooter with our dear friend Garrett Vogel from Z100. Hey, Garrett, let's get to the polls.
Bum, bum, bum.
Ben Affleck hanging out in Las Vegas casino with J-Lo's mommy. Is this cool or is it creepy? You naughties are so nice. 69% think it's cruel. Gosh, I think I'm going to disagree. I think it's a bit creepy being with your mother-in-law that isn't your mother-in-law yet. You've just got back with Jen. There's so many questions she's going to ask you. Would you hang out with your wife's mommy in a casino?
Especially if my wife was practicing for probably a big Vegas show she's probably putting on. You know what I mean? What else are you going to do? You're going to sit there.
I think J-Lo's there, though. So Ben's in Vegas with J-Lo's mom and no J-Lo. So Ben went on vacation with Jennifer's mom?
Let's run with the headlines here. Could he be just, you know, feeling around? Be like, hey, what do you think about getting together, you know, in the near future? What if I was to propose? How do you feel about that?
Maybe
he's doing a classy thing as he's trying to, you know, get that money to buy another engagement ring down
the road. They both love to gamble. So you've spoken, naughties. We've got to go for the majority. Hey, don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rubber, our Facebook page, Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now it's time for our nicest of the day.
All right, let's talk about Luke Evans. Found a way to celebrate Pride in a very expensive way, may I add. he was on Instagram. He posted a picture on Instagram, shirtless, and you could see from his underwear, it was a rainbow print. But Versace underwear.
Of course it was.
I can only imagine how much those
it's
cost.
$300-$400.
$300-$400. No
way. How much
way.
Are your knickers, Garrett? What you buy? You buy a box of three for $12.99.
So let me let you in on a little secret here, Rob Shooter. So at the radio station here in New York, people send you free stuff. So for a good 5 to 10 years, I got nothing but free underwear.
For 10 years?
10 years worth of free underwear.
Is that like a Tom Jones thing where ladies are sending you their knickers?
No. Companies send for us to wear.
So you're a walk-in advertisement when you drop your pants. So I see like Burger King.
Very rarely, though.
I see.
Very rarely.
So just your wife is enjoying these promotions. It's a terrible promotion if only one person sees it.
But over the past year, really haven't been back to the radio station.
That's
and companies
right.
really
running
haven't
low.
Sending. I've had it was first time I was buying underwear for myself in almost a year on
what
Amazon.
Did you get?
It's weird. It's
what
weird
did you,
buying
what did you
underwear.
Did you get Calvin Klein? How were you influenced? What did you get?
Yeah, no. Calvin Klein.
The basics.
Yeah. Oh yeah. The most affordable next to you know. But
Hanes
if you really
is
can't
a little cheaper, but not
right.
quite
Fruit
as
of the
soft
Looms.
On your bottom. Fruit of the Looms are nice too. Calvin Klein are very soft.
Yeah. I just never got to Fruit of the Looms. The guy wearing the grape costume really never stuck with me. Like, it bothered me. But yeah, so Luke Evans, he posted this picture, too. He goes, wear your pride, live your pride, and be kind.
Kind.
Yeah, everyone deserves to have happiness. Human rights belong to everyone.
We believe that on this show.
Yeah, so in Attitude Magazine, he explained that when people found out I was gay, there were a lot of articles being written saying that I was hiding it and I wasn't. He even added that, he was bullied growing up for being gay, and he told the magazine that he's never been ashamed of who he is. And once you have that platform, Rob Shooter, like we do right now, to speak your truth and be positive and saying this is who I am, I think that's even more powerful than coming out, you know, in a sit-down article, like doing it on your own terms. When you want, that's the way to do
come
it.
Come out however, whenever you want. Be yourself, and we love you here on The Naughty But Nice Show. And our naughtiest of the day, naughty. Thomas Markle is accusing Oprah of playing Meghan Markle. Now, I did say we wouldn't do any more Thomas Markle stories because that
he has
is
to have
Meghan's
the award for
dad.
The naughty. Like, he has to have the naughtiest
just the permanent.
Award.
Maybe we'll bar him after today. Maybe no more Thomas Markles. I mean, he's saying that Oprah used them. He did a 60 Minutes interview in Australia, and he said, I think Oprah played Meghan and Harry. He's not spoken to his daughter in 3 years. He said she's taken advantage of them to build up her own network. He calls Harry a very weak man, and he does say, when asked, has he attempted to speak to his daughter? He said no. He's waiting for them to get in touch with him. Good luck with that. And naughtiest of the day, and that's time for a moment of Rob. You get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob.
All around.
Sponsored by the Forward Answer, my new book, which you can pre-order now on Amazon.com. The only real chance any of us have is when we're smart enough to just keep trying. Every time you get knocked down, and there's going to be a lot of times, get back up and try again. I can't tell you how many times I've been told, no, go away, shut up. I keep trying when you get knocked down, and you will do. Get back up. What about you, Garrett? You rebound.
Oh, no, it's easy to hear the word no. And once you hear the word no, a lot of people can go left and go, oh, well, they said no. Then it's harder to go right and go, you know what, I'm going to find another way. And though it might be harder, I'll find a way to make it happen.
You'll find a way. Harry Potter was rejected 12 times. A great book. Harry Potter could not be sold. The Forward Answer did not get accepted the first time I pitched it. It took about 2 or 3 publishers and then a genius publisher, you know who I'm talking about, at Post Hill Press. Hello. He loved it. So keep on trying. You only need one yes. That's what Lady Gaga said. Yes, from us to you. That's it for today. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Garrett show.
Thank you.
Production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. These reviews really, really help, and I love reading them, so thank you for doing that. And remember, all together now, I want to hear you singing.
If you're going to be naughty, you've got to be nice.
Take care, everybody. Pip, pip.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.